Hey, this is Johnny Jett. Welcome back to my podcast and my YouTube channel. Today, we have Jules Older, who's a writer, travel journalist, psychologist, and he used to live in San Francisco. He's from Baltimore. Is that true? He's coming to us. He's coming from New Zealand, where he just moved to. So I'm going to ask him all about what it was like to move, why he moved, and what's life like now, and is he happy? So, Jules, welcome.
Thank you so much, mate. It's
good. So, why did you move to New Zealand, and when?
August 1st was moving day.
Okay.
3 weeks before August 1st, we were taking a walk in the park in San Francisco, masked, hadn't seen our friends in months, hadn't been to a restaurant. I'm a restaurant reviewer in months. Hadn't hugged our daughter same time. And we were talking about, could we pay a visit to our other daughter in New Zealand? And Effen said, what about our health? And it was like the lights went on for both of us. And we went, I never thought of that. And I had said, I can't leave the country for a visit because I got to get Trump unelected. So I can't go until after November 3rd. And when that she said, what about our health? It was, we have to go. We're old. We're in a place full of COVID. We have to go. We're going. And by the time we got home, we were with 10 minutes, we were going. And 3 weeks later on the plane.
So, I mean, not any American could just say, I want to move to New Zealand. They have some strict requirements, don't they? I mean, don't you have to either have a certain amount of money or do you have to have a relative there? How does it work?
We're dual citizens.
Oh, always been.
I taught at the world's southernmost medical school for 14 years. And happily during that time, we all became New Zealand citizens without giving up our American citizenship.
I see.
And so we've been dual, and now our sons and grandsons and we're all dual citizens in the family.
So it's not that, I mean, it's not easy for Americans to go to New Zealand.
You can't go until America straightens out its COVID problems.
Right. By the way, did you get to vote in this election?
I voted in both elections.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Dual citizen. You gotta love that.
One clearly, Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand, who's done a fabulous job with COVID,
right,
was the overwhelming pick of the country.
Listen, I wish she was running America, honestly. She's amazing.
And I believe my candidate in America, a fellow named Biden, he seems to have won, except that they haven't declared it yet.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. So we don't get political and piss off a third of my audience. What was it like? You just, within 3 weeks, you were on a plane. And so when you landed, I mean, you just don't go right to your house or wherever you're living. You got to go.
They tell you on the plane, something we already knew. And by the way, this is 787. There were 15 people on it.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
The cargo hold is full of strawberries coming one way and fish going the other way.
Air New Zealand?
Air New Zealand, of course, yeah. And flying back and forth, the cargo is keeping the airline alive. But on the top deck, 15 people. Wow. So before they get there, they say, you will be met at the airport, not by your friends and family. You'll be met by people taking information from you. And go directly from there to managed isolation.
And they escort you, right? You can't mess around.
Oh, you are escorted, and no, you can't mess around. There have been something like, it might be 60,000, maybe even more people through, and of those, 9 have escaped very briefly.
Right.
For important things, to get a beer. Crazy people. One of them put the sheets together like you imagined as a kid, tied the sheets together, climbed down several floors, to wander around and maybe have a martini or something.
Oh my gosh.
Just crazy stuff.
So did they pay for your 2 weeks in the hotel?
Totally.
They do. They pay for the food.
Everything. If you want wine, whiskey, or beer, I don't think whiskey's available. You pay for that at a very moderate price. Everything else, including laundry at our hotel, free. We made a movie about it called Flight. It's on YouTube.
Okay, good. So what's your channel?
Jules Older, one word.
Okay.
JULESOLDER.com.
And so did they have a guard outside your door?
Not outside the door, but you could take walks. You can take what we call the country walk, which is through a grassy field next to a parking lot.
So you can leave the room, because in Australia, you can't leave the room.
Totally. You could leave the room and you could take a walk around the hotel's perimeter without a guard.
Oh, that's awesome.
Country walk, which is 2 minutes away, you have a guard at the front and a guard. It's not like they're armed and ready to shoot you. They're just really friendly people.
Right.
Been seconded to this from either the army or the library or somewhere.
Well, I see. Interesting. I interviewed someone on my podcast about Australia, and you cannot leave the room at all.
Yeah. Australia is doing better now as we speak.
Right.
But they've been up and down and up and down, and they haven't figured stuff out as much as New Zealand. New Zealand went hard and fast on this, thanks to Jacinda Ardern. And she said, our job is not to contain this, our job is to eliminate it. And she did.
Wow.
We have one case now, today. Came up yesterday, some shop girl went to work in a small exclusive shop, downtown Auckland. Today, all of downtown Auckland is not by law shut down, but virtually shut down.
Wow. And today today's Friday in New Zealand, Thursday here in the US, November 12th, 2020. What's it like living in New Zealand? Are you walking around with masks on or what's it like?
No, there's not enough masking for my taste, but my taste is American taste. So I was on a ferry the other day, going to Waiheke Island, this place where it's half an hour away. Aucklanders flock there for the good wine and the good olive oil and a good getaway. On the ferry, to my horror, there was one person wearing a mask. And of course it was me, the Yank. But the crew, no masks. The passengers, no masks. I, what's the matter with you? Oh, that's right, there's no COVID.
So did anyone come up to you and say, why are you wearing a mask?
No, they accept it.
Okay.
There's none of the craziness in the old country of, well, what are you, some kind of that's not like that.
But the restaurants are open and totally. Going to dinner inside?
The rugby matches are open. Dinner inside, dinner, lunch, breakfast, there's no COVID until today, there's one case.
Right. Wow. So movie theaters, everything. It's like 2019.
It is, except for one or two things.
Yeah.
You know what QR is.
Yeah, the QR code.
Camera. Yeah. Every time you enter an establishment, not by law, but you want to do it, and they all have a QR code. You QR in. And then when you go back home, if you're in an apartment, which we are, you QR back there.
And what's the app you're using?
There's a special app for it, the coronavirus app.
Just for New Zealanders.
Absolutely. And it's been improved since we were here and are now experimenting with Bluetooth. So even the app will be not necessary.
Wow.
You'll just be Bluetooth wherever you go.
And do people know that you're American? And or when they find out, what do they say? Like, oh my God, or... Stay away.
Everybody
from me.
Knows. I'm American. I sort of talk that way.
What's that?
I talk like a Yank. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they all ask the same question. I know you don't want to be political, but they all say, God, it's good that Trump is out. With one exception of any native New Zealander that I've met, one exception, everybody says the same thing. She likes Trump.
Wow.
The rest just can't believe the way America's gone and are relieved to see it ungone.
Right.
I hope.
Did any of them want to come to America?
Oh, they've all wanted to come to America. Many have come. They love coming to places like San Francisco, and for reasons that slightly escaped me, Las Vegas, very big. I just talked to a woman who went, she and her husband went through a month around Montana and Wyoming, all pre-COVID. Now nobody wants to come. It's like walking into the Chamber of Horrors.
Well, yeah. You could go to Australia, but Australians can't come to...
Yes, technically we can.
Okay.
Australians can't come here.
But then would you have to do the quarantine again?
Yeah.
And do they... And who pays for that?
Oh, in Australia, I believe you pay for it.
And no, but if you as a New Zealander, if you travel to Australia on vacation, then go back to New Zealand, do you have to re-quarantine and do you have to pay for that re-quarantine?
Yes. And it's, you definitely have to pay for it. It's $3,000. They're not exactly encouraging overseas travel.
Right.
But there's one spot that is going to be an exception very soon, and that's the Pacific Islands, which have done a terrific job. Samoa, the Cooks, Cook Islands, Rarotonga, they've all kept COVID out of the place, and we'll be able to travel there soon as part of our bubble.
And do they know when that bubble is going to take place, or they just keep pushing it?
Actually, up to the islands, because they are totally free of COVID. So they want to keep checking out New Zealand before they say yes.
I see. Because I just read today that the island of Vanuatu just got their first case, and it was someone who went to America.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. But I've been to the Cooks. I've been to Fiji. I've been to French Polynesia.
Yeah.
I love them. I mean, I love them. And the people are so friendly. In New Zealand, they're so friendly. I miss that place.
It's wonderful being here. And I feel that friendliness, even though I'm a Kiwi and supposed to complain about everything, all things like we do in America, complain about all things American. Everybody has been so welcoming and kind and really wonderful. It's made it, and it's springtime here.
Right.
So
I look at these webcams late at night, and it's, and I just, that's how I get my travel fix these days, since I can't travel internationally. And there's one on Auckland, and I just love it. I'm like, what a beautiful place. Before we go, am I missing anything? What questions do your friends or family ask you when you talk to them?
Well, everybody in the world is asking, how are you? New Zealanders don't do it so much because we know so far we've kept this thing out. So it's, how's it going, mate? Would be much more common here. Other than every letter that I write to America or hear from America, it's, stay safe, stay calm. Here everybody is pretty much safe and calm and aware that it could change any moment,
right?
Because it's such an impressive virus.
Right.
It's fast and it's deadly.
Yeah, well, Jules, I appreciate you taking the time and enlightening us on what it's like to move to us, to move to New Zealand and live there during COVID-19. And let's hope.
I recommend.
What's that?
I recommend that when this monstrosity is over, that people come to New Zealand, not to boost the tourism economy or anything like that, just because it's really a wonderful place. And for my lifetime here, has been. We came for a year and stayed 14, became citizens, and now we're back.
Wow.
There's very few places I would feel that way.
So did you just pack up your house, or did you, and your stuff's just gone now, or just moved it all?
Well, you mean this time?
Yeah.
We We lived in an apartment. Fortunately, our stuff is on the high seas still. And I think it's going to be there quite a while. The moving company, which was very good, is starting to take money off without my asking. It's taking so long to get here.
I can't believe you packed up in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And just moved to New Zealand.
We gave away lots of stuff. We sold the rest of it cheap, gave our ancient car to our grandson, and we're on the plane. And we came with 3 suitcases.
Wow.
Still moving on.
I wish you the best.
Thank you, Matt.
I think we need it more than you, but hey, hopefully next time I get to New Zealand, we can get together.
I would love that. And I want to just end with this. I love reading your stuff. And I know you sometimes get critical for having opinions on things. That's what I love about reading it. You actually have opinions on things.
Well,
so keep on you, mate, as we say here. Get on you, mate.
I will keep my opinions. well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.